hundreds of thousands of acres burned, fire tornado, cities destroyed, 86 dead. These are the type of news headlines coming from California as the state continues to experience faster and bigger blazes, and the data is pointing to a changing climate as being part of the reason for these megafires. This week, The Washington Post published a multimedia web series focusing on both the car and campfires. NSPR's Sarah Bohannon spoke to Zoanne Murphy and Chris Mooney, who reported the series. Sarah first asked how the project got started.
About a year ago, we thought we wanted to do something big about climate change and look at it regionally. So we looked throughout the United States. We wanted to look at California, the Northeast, and obviously wildfires was the most important thing for us to focus on when we were looking at California. I'm a video journalist. I approach stories visually always, and it's really fantastic when I get to partner with really smart writers like Chris, who can bring the data and the science background to a story like this.
Yeah, I think it came together well. And in this case, we traveled on together to do some of the reporting. In other cases, and Zoanne was actually in California immediately during the car fire. I was not, so I didn't. I wasn't actually on scene on this one.
I was there to cover the breaking news for the car fire, so I went out and turned several dailies while I was there, but also had this larger project in mind. So while I was there, every morning I would go to the operational, big operational meetings that the firefighters had. And we had talked a little bit about doing something generational in the planning for the story. So while I was there at those morning meetings with all the firefighters, I was asking everybody, are there any fathers and sons here? Does anybody know of a father and son firefighting team? And they said that it was actually pretty rare, but that there was one there at the car fire, and that was Shane and Gabe, who became the focus of this story.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit more for listeners about what they'll actually see and kind of hear when they look at the series?
Sure. So this is an immersive multimedia series, and it weaves together video storytelling and writing and data through graphics in a really innovative online presentation. When they go to the project, they have the option of picking four stories to look at, and one of those stories is the wildfires in California. And when they go into that, they'll hear from Shane and Gabe, father and son firefighters. They'll see them working, see them actually battling the car fire. And then they'll also be able to read sort of the bigger picture analysis of what's going on there.
Right. I would say that for each subject, you get both the story of people who are immersed in it and being affected by it. You also get a sort of laying out of what we know scientifically, and the question is always the same in the different projects, although the details are different, which is how is climate change contributing to this situation? And then we actually usually are able to present some data that visualize that and that sort of make that as definitive as we can.
One of the main questions that you looked into in the series is present challenges for a new generation of California firefighters. So first, I just want to play this opening clip from the series. This is from Shane Lauderdale, who is a deputy fire chief for the North County Fire Authority.
Something is changing. You know, we have no doubt about that. A lot of the experts on our teams that are fire behavior experts, that's what they study, they tell me that the models they've used for the last 50 years no longer are relevant to the fire behavior we're seeing. It's just kind of obvious that we are looking at something different than we have seen in the past, and definitely need to try to understand it.
So firefighting is obviously different than it used to be. Can you tell me more about what you found that firefighters are grappling with in your reporting?
They talked a lot about how fire behavior has changed. So the fires are more explosive. They're also seeing a fire season that's changed completely. So Shane talks about when he got started, the fire season started in something like May, and you would work for several months, and then you would be off for the winter. And now there's no winter. Now you work year-round most of the time.
Yeah, I would just add that on the general topic of the relationship between climate change and fires, especially in the West, it's actually not one of the more controversial areas in climate science. I mean, I think researchers are pretty convinced that there's a role of climate change contributing to worsening fire conditions because, you know, hotter temperatures dry things out. And it's the combination of heat and dryness that that is leading to more acres burned. But that is a general statement, okay, more acres on fire. And a lot of the analyses that use a climate change context focus on a metric like that. But when firefighters in the field are dealing with a given fire, certainly the size of it is a big deal. But there are other things like the speed, the behavior that they have to adjust to. And less is actually known about precisely why we're seeing fires that seem to move fast, spread really quickly, and have other kinds of extreme behavior. We talk about the car fire having a fire tornado in it that researchers had not seen something like this except for apparently one other occasion. And that's sort of the cutting edge of understanding. But clearly the firefighters are having to adjust in real time to a kind of behavior of fires that they say is something different.
And Shane, who's been fighting fires for 30 years, he trains younger firefighters, and he said that the models that they use to train the new firefighters are completely different now. They can't even use the same models about fire behavior that they used to.
And I guess my last question is, what can they do to help prevent this type of devastation? You know, do we have the resources to do so before even the car fire or the campfire? This area is highly prone to fires. In 2017, I know we had a handful, the Wall Fire, Ponderosa Fire, Cascade Fire, Helena Fire. I can just remember those off the top of my head. We had a big one in Siskiyou County, the Bulls Fire. I believe that was in 2014. And now, this last year, the car and campfire, I mean, that was something we'd never seen. Are there even resources? Are they able to, you know, even stop this kind of destruction?
That's a tough question. We present data showing that the expenditures on fighting fires is going up. So are there resources? It's consuming more resources. I don't know if I could say definitively what resources are available depending upon what California or other states want to do. There's some preparation that can be taken for individual homes in terms of, you know, we have at least in one version, I don't know if it made it into the final version, we have Gabe Lauderdale talking about, you know, the fire is coming close to his home, and he goes and does, because he's a firefighter, he knows what to do, and he makes sure that there's no flammable things in his gutters and things like that. So there are steps that people can take. But the reality is that the situation combining together the changing climate with the fact that there are lots of communities that are at what's called the wildfire-urban interface, where they're close or proximate to areas that are vulnerable, means that it's still a high-risk situation, and that's not going to suddenly stop. It's something that I think California and other places are going to be adjusting to for a considerable time.
That was Chris Mooney and Zoanne Murphy, reporters with The Washington Post, talking about the wildfire segment of their multimedia web series that was published this week called Gone in a Generation. Across America, climate change is already disrupting lives. You can find the series on our website, mynspr.org. And sticking to the topic of climate change, a special presentation called Wildfires and Climate Change, the Connections and Solutions We Need for a Sustainable Future, will be taking place in Chico this weekend. Speakers include economist and climate policy expert Jerry Hinkle and climate change journalist Dana Nuccicelli. The presentation will be at the Gateway Science Museum on Saturday at 7 in the evening.